Hello, hello, and welcome to Mindset and Money, the show for women entrepreneurs and business owners who are ready to step into their next. I am your host, Natalie Warren, and I am on a mission to inspire, educate, and motivate women entrepreneurs who are ready to move forward and no longer hold themselves back as they up-level their mindset and their money. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to Mindset and Money. I am so excited to share with you today about this topic around who's really running your business. I know you probably started your business and you're thinking, Natalie, I'm running my business. In today's episode, though, I want to talk to you about some parts of you that may be running your business that are not serving you to really make the impact and the profit that you're wanting to make. I want to see you take your rightful place as the CEO of your business. And I know that there's an inner CEO who hasn't probably been able to really stand up really tall and confident and show herself. And I wanted to present to you 7 personalities that may be getting in the way, and you might not even know it. So join me and stay along this episode as I go over those 7 parts. And I will be truthful to tell you that a lot of these I saw myself and I thought, wow, and I really thought I had it going on. But you're going to really see yourself in a way maybe you hadn't seen it before. And I don't want you to get in a place of judging yourself, but I really want you to take a full examination of who's really running your business. Are you running it, or is it a part of you that's running it that is not working for you? So I'm going to go over again 7 different parts, definitely 7 personalities that could be running your business. Number 1, we're going to start with the creator. I want you to think about this part. This is the part of you that is really convinced that you need to make something else in order to see the results in your business. You keep telling yourself, I need to create a new project. I need to create a new service. I need to make a new offer. I need to get a challenge going on. Like, I need to be doing something. And somehow this is going to create more clients, more money, more fulfillment. So we can agree that you're highly creative and they're really good at coming up with new ideas. But here's the problem. The problem is you don't have time to stick with one idea long enough for it to actually get you some results. You're also after those shiny object syndrome. We call this the shiny object syndrome, where you're just after that next thing and you keep telling yourself, if I just had this and ooh, let me think about that and let me do that. I'm going to tell you this is not all bad, but when you're thinking about your business and thinking about who's running your business, you really don't want the creator to be taking the seat, taking the driver's seat. Because she can be constantly flipping and flopping, having all these business ideas, changing the business model, the messaging may change. It can be very inconsistent for your ideal audience. And what we know is that an audience really needs to make sure that they have a clear idea of what you are doing and how you can help them solve a problem. And so people will rarely get in a position to buy from a person or a brand or a company if that is not clear. So the creator, we're going to keep her, but we're going to say that perhaps she should not be leading the business as we think about who should be running your business. Let's go to the second one. And the second one, I was recently in my accountability group and we meet twice a month and I had shared with the ladies about this particular personality. Because this one is called the researcher. Now, she is all about finding out all the information. She wants to know all the details. She wants to know how it works. She wants to know what is missing or what can I do differently. Now, as we're going through each of these personalities, I don't want you to beat yourself up. I've already said that. I want you to just become aware and see where you might see yourself. So this researcher is all about getting all the freebies. She's joining the groups. She's listening to all the podcasts. She's going on Google searches. She is looking for that one secret that's going to help her to tip the scale of her business and bring in more money in less time. Now, this is really great until she's running your business to the point where you are so obsessed about the details that you're not moving, that you're thinking, I have to know all of these things about this before I get started. She will cause you to be in analysis paralysis, where you're just overanalyzing, overthinking, thinking that you don't have something that will stop you from getting in motion. Now, she's not all bad. I said that before. But when we are aware of her, we will want to realize that maybe she's not the best person to be in the driver's seat of your business. Because what will happen is she will pull you into doing things and finding things, and you won't be in motion. Now, at the end of the day, you might go, well, what do I do? And it might look like, okay, allowing yourself to realize that maybe the website isn't at 100%. It doesn't have everything on there, but you have the website up. Truth be told, maybe most people won't even go and look at it because maybe they'll be looking at your social media posts or the things that you're doing. You'll be talking about your results and the outcomes that you're helping your clients with. And that might be more important. So for the driver's seat, who will be in that? I probably would recommend maybe not the researcher. Now let's go to this third one. I told you guys at the beginning that I've seen myself in all of these, so I'm really not coming to make you feel bad. But this next personality, this next part of you that could be running your business that probably isn't the best for where you are right now is the once and done one, all right? So here is how the once and done looks. The once and done is convinced that they've tried everything in regards to this next launch or this next project or this next product. And in reality, their big launch was simply a couple of posts on social media, maybe sharing it with a few friends, and if they had an email list, sending out a few emails. Now you probably are thinking, but that sounds like a lot. But in actuality, the inconsistency of what they're doing is not going to give them the results that they want. You may not know this, but it takes about 7 touches for an individual to make a buying decision on what you potentially are offering in your business. It takes about 7 touches. And oftentimes people will see something and go, oh, that's really neat. And then they need to see it again. And a lot of the times when I have been guilty of this, I'm often not even offering something when I do my post. I'm just sharing it. Like it's just common news and not making an offer, not really telling them what they're going to get from it, telling them why they shouldn't miss this opportunity. I am usually caught in that. And so chances are you haven't done enough to get the results that you want, but you're telling yourself that you have. This can leave you in a position to think, you know, this isn't working. I don't know why I'm doing this. Maybe I'm not cut out to do this. Maybe I heard wrong or I'm sensing wrong. You know, other people are getting results and I'm not. Like really just being hard on yourself and really at times becoming very doubtful of who you are and what you're doing in your business. I know I can raise 2 hands on this one, ladies, because I've done this. And I thought, okay, next time I'm going to do it differently. And I do a little bit more the next time. And I'm thinking I've done a lot, right? I've done more than I did last time and not get the results that I wanted. And then I'm beating myself up about it or questioning the process. All of that, I have totally been there. This part of your personality is not the one you want to run your business, because chances are you haven't found the marketing platforms that feel good to you and that you can stick with consistently. Maybe you're seeing other people use Instagram and you're thinking, I'll try that. And then you're realizing Instagram is kind of hard to connect because I really like asking engaging questions. I really like polling people about things, and Instagram may not be that platform. Or maybe yours is your platform, your product or service is really going to be served better on YouTube. But you're wondering, can I get in front of the camera? Can I say them? What can I tell people? Will they really listen to me? All of that stuff could be going on. So finding that platform that's going to work for you is going to be so vital in helping you not to get caught up in the once and done part of you. Building an audience, though, what I would want to caution you, it takes time. I started out with the Whole Woman Experience in 2015. And at the time, if you haven't heard this story, I really did not know what I was going to do. I started with an event, which I'm so thankful for, that a friend of mine and I had talked about doing events for some time, doing things about around my business for some time. And she calls me up one day and she knew I just had my second child. And she's like, you know, I want to bring some ladies to Atlanta. I know you can't travel right now, but I just want you to pour into these ladies. And so from that conversation, we decided, well, you know what, let me add on some people that I know. So I started to do what I now know was not marketing, but in my mind, I was marketing. And I was able to get more ladies to join in this very first live event that I hosted in 2015. I remember doing the event, setting the budget, and I was really excited and all of that. And it was a successful event. And then I ended the event and was thinking to myself, now what do I do? I really didn't have a plan. I really didn't know what to do next. I thought even in my mind that I had accomplished my goal. I had my event and I was one and done. But the challenge was that one of the participants of that event saw me and she was like, when are you having your next event? And I was thinking, I don't know. So I ended up pulling together the next event that happened probably about 8 months after that first one. And that began me really growing in the business of speaking and coaching and hosting events. Now, I had to build that audience. Thankfully, there were women who knew me from other areas of my life, and they believed in what I was doing and talking about, and they stayed and joined and helped me to build. And then I had to grow beyond that audience. But what I want you to know is it really takes a mindset shift to help you even with building your audience. It's not going to be something that just instantly happens. And I know we see a lot of people on social medias and they have all of these followers and we don't know how they got those followers. So you just have to be mindful of that, that it takes time and you have to shift your mind around it. One of the great ways to do that is to really start sharing more about what you do and how you can help solve a problem for someone else. That is your number one job. If you can do that well and then deliver on that promise, it really helps you to become the CEO of your business. Let's go to the next one. This next personality that I want you to be mindful of, because I don't recommend her driving in your business as well, being that leader in your business as well. And she's the caretaker. As you can guess, she's the one that's really going to take care of others. She's always helping her friends, her family. So customers and clients are also a part of that list. She does a lot of things out of obligation in her life and in her business. And when it comes to her upholding the obligations to herself is where she has challenges. You know, maybe she feels guilty. Maybe she feels it's selfish. Maybe she thinks it's too hard to do that and she can't do that and run business. So she's always constantly putting her own projects and desires on the back burner. Now you already can probably guess how this is going to create issues in business, because while it's important to take care of the things that are needed for yourself in your business, it's also important to take care of you. She's very prone to be overworked, overwhelmed, burnt out, frustrated, angry, all of those things, even depressed. She will run your business, but it will run you as well. And so when things get busy, Your own needs should be the first things you cross off your list, not the last things that you're crossing off your list. And so she will have put an obstacle in the way of you actually starting your own business and making you a priority as well. And being able to view the tasks that you have at hand for yourself as much as you view those same tasks that you do for others. And so while it's a really great thing that the caretaker will be there to help and make sure that your customers or clients are getting what they need, it's equally as important for you to do that for yourself so you can truly let the inner CEO stand up and run your business. Let's go to the next one. We're almost where we need to be. We're halfway there. The storyteller. Now, let me tell you, I can tell you how many times this part has shown up in my business and how I've had to be intentional with making sure I was aware of how she was going to show up. The story taker is essentially that part that is that one that tells you all the stories in your head. You know, you're not good enough. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. Who do you think you are? How are you going to be able to handle all of this? You already are identifying with her. She's the storyteller. When you are aware of the storyteller, you are aware that she is a part of you, but she's not all of you. And you don't have to allow yourself to get caught up in the drama around the day-to-day task, around questioning yourself, which is ultimately going to cause you to be stuck. If you're able to really pay attention to the stories you're telling yourself, you can actively choose a different story. That is a mindset shift. To be able to say, the story that I'm dealing with is this, and this is how I'm going to move forward with it, will really help you to move forward in your business and allow that other part of you to rise up and truly run your business. The next one is that fear fighter. She has some serious blocks around success. She's afraid of being successful. She's afraid of failing. She's afraid of judgment. She's afraid of being rejected. She's afraid of people, whether they'll like her or not. She is not the one you want to be leading your business. There's always going to be an underlying reason why you can't take action or why you won't get the results that you want. When you are mindful of her, what I often teach women is that fear is really showing up to help you to examine something in your business or to put something in place. To examine something, and that could be in your business or in yourself, or to put something in place. What we don't want to run your business is the fear fighter who will cause you to not move into things because she's afraid that you'll lose friendships, you'll lose relationships, that people will only want you for money. She is not the one that you want to run your business because she will rob you of your freedom and flexibility that you truly want in regards to why you even started your business. So we're going to work through those fears and really start to shift your mindset around them so you can allow that true inner CEO to stand up. And this last one I'm going to caution you is probably one, and you might be guilty of her even on today, and she is the busy bee. She wears this badge of honor that you have to be busy. So what do? You create scenarios and situations in your business that keep you busy. What does that look like, you ask? That looks like you not delegating, not outsourcing, not hiring a team, not allowing someone else to even voluntarily help you because you keep thinking, I have to do it or it won't be done right. Other people can't do it like me. This is my vision. I'm supposed to carry it out. Ask me how I know, because I've also had some of those same thoughts, and I've had to do some of the mindset shifts. The mindset shifts around that I'm not the only one that can do this, that there are other ways that this can be done. And when I started to entertain those possibilities, I was able to allow myself to let go, because ultimately the busy bee is all about control. How much in your business are you trying to control? Probably everything. I've had to shift even more recently in my mindset around being a solopreneur in my private practice that I have to moving into a group practice and allowing myself to be supported in this way. Because the truth is, the busy bee will really just not allow you to grow and expand your business to the level that you really want, because you just won't be able to do it. Or if you're able to do it, you're sacrificing so many things for yourself that you won't be able to maintain that. I introduce you today to 7 personalities that I want you to be mindful of, because those are personalities, those are parts of you that you are to be aware of, but not allow them to be the driver's seat in your business. Not allow them to run your business, because I want to see you, as the woman that I know you are, stand up in your rightful place as the CEO of your business and allow that inner CEO to take her place and own the business and own how you run your business, so you truly can have the impact and the income that you desire. Thank you for listening to this episode. I look forward to seeing you in the next one. Until then, bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Mindset and Money. If you liked our show and want to check out more about what we do, check us out at www.nataliewarren.com and leave us a review as well. Join us for next week for another edition of Mindset and Money.